This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It's Sunday, January 17th, the year is 2021. We are 3 days from the communist Chinese agent Joe Biden being installed and his massive levels crackdown designed to bring us into a permanent depression for social reengineering. But InfoWars has discovered the documented evidence of who exactly attacked the Capitol and who led the false flag. It's all coming up today. You do not want to miss one second of this broadcast, my Paul Revere's. However you're listening, tell everyone you know, tune in now. It's all about the Great Reset.
This year's Davos is very, very different to all the previous ones. The World Economic Forum, along with the United Nations, along with the International Monetary Fund, and along with any number of prominent globalist organizations and powerful individuals, including Prince Charles, together have jointly promised that the 2021 World Economic Forum will be used to introduce, via a vast network of connected big tech corporations, online activist movements, and compliant local and national governments, something they call the Great Reset. It is a global commitment they have made to use the panic and fear generated by the coronavirus as a means to reshape all our economies and laws and move to a new form of capitalism that focuses on net zero emissions.
And this is real evil we're facing. And so folks need to understand that it's coming in to shut everything down. There's a global revolution against the New World Order. Globalism is a consortium of corporations that do not want free market. They want fascist monopoly to carry out eugenics.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Australia's vaccine regulator says it's investigating reports of deaths among elderly patients in Norway who had received the Pfizer jab.
I call them globalists because they call themselves globalists starting in the 70s of Victor Brzezinski. Globalists believes in global government, not international man and libertarianism, and you can travel and live wherever you want, and there's standardized systems. I'm all for that as long as it's free market, and as long as people agree to it, and it's not authoritarian. But the Great Reset and saying you're not essential and shutting down small businesses and coming with forced inoculations and all of this is authoritarian globalism. Technocracy in their own words.
One of the features of this fourth industrial revolution is that it doesn't change what we are doing, but it changes us.
This is criminal what's happening. And this is all the Great Reset. This is all the UN world government takeover. This is 21st century war. And these are the guys that say we can't have national borders. And that we got to take migrants, quote, into our homes.
Outnumbered and facing thousands of people determined to enter Guatemala. It doesn't take long for these Hondurans to push through the lines of soldiers at Guatemala's eastern Amora border and press on. Their aim, to reach the United States. Many were held up after not presenting IDs or asked for proof of a negative coronavirus test before entering. But many ignored the formal crossing, instead illegally breaching the border nearby.
We've all got to have COVID passports to travel even inside the country and not even start your car. That's where all this is going. It's all being announced. It's insane. Wow. We have Jack Dorsey caught secretly by Project Veritas communicating with, he believed, the top executives at Twitter.
We are focused on one account right now, but this is going to be much bigger than just one account, and it's going to go on for much longer than just this day, this week. The next few weeks and gone beyond the inauguration. We have to expect that. We have to be ready for that. So the focus is certainly on this account and how it ties to real world violence, but also we need to think much longer term around how these dynamics play out over time. I don't believe this is going away anytime soon.
We've got the Mexican president coming out and saying he's going to lead a global movement. Trump should have done this, to stop big tech from abusing the people and censoring everyone, and that this is a criminal combine that is one of the greatest dangers the world's ever seen. That's what Ted Cruz says, too. I'm just thanking God every day that I'm not them and not involved in the incredible evil they're involved in. Because these are enslaved, demonically controlled people. Ladies and gentlemen, the video is called The Great Reset Button Has Been Pushed.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
About 2 hours ago, I was sitting in the parking lot of the office, and I'm not name dropping, but two big household names sent me a clip you're about to see. I walked through that door, and one of the crew members came up and said, "Have you seen the footage inside the Capitol?" I said, "Yeah, I just watched it out in my car in the parking lot." Then the phone rang again. It was my wife. She'd just seen it. Then the boom operator and camera controller walked in and he said, "Have you seen the video?" I said, "I've seen the video." Then another crew member walked up and said, "Have you seen the video?" It's got 500,000 views in like an hour since then. We're about to show you this. We're going to archive it at Infowars.com. But this is really waking everybody up. I'm getting chills. And since I was sent this video 2 hours ago, we did a little poking around, the crew did, and found stuff even worse. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. 3 days left of the Trump presidency and facing the installation of the Chinese communist globalist puppet, crypt keeper, New World Order frontman, Joe Biden. But wow. This video we're about to play is huge, and the invasion of 7,000 with the latest migrant caravan smashing across the southern border of Guatemala on its way to Mexico, all of that ties together. And then, a week and a half after the attack, the insurrection, the new Pearl Harbor, as they're calling it and exaggerating it a million times, well now, independent researchers have been able to dig through and identify who really attacked the Capitol. Now, we knew it was Antifa and told you that the day of the event. We told you who the operator was, where he came from in Utah, how he led over 100 Antifa to address the Trump supporters. But I told you, I said, I saw folks that didn't look like meth head Antifa on the videos. I got there about 30 minutes after it started at the Capitol. That looked like right wingers, you know, that didn't look like they'd been grown in their mother's basement. Looked like they'd actually had some steak and potatoes and done a little fighting. And sure as hell, we identified who they were. They were telling the crowd they were Proud Boys, but I checked them, they weren't Proud Boys. They were Boogaloos. We've got a whole bunch of their Facebooks and their Twitters and their admissions of how they planned it and what they did. And they're a left-wing group that works with Black Lives Matter. They call themselves accelerationists. They want a civil war. So we also have that main contingent that broke through with Antifa. And it's just so incredible because you try to get this out. The only place it gets out is here. Gateway Pundit's got an article about it, you name it. But now it's very clear what went on and what happened. But let's hit the first big one I just told you about. You can bet your bottom dollar you'll be seeing this on Tucker Carlson tomorrow night because Tucker's the first one to send it to me. I'll leave it at that. But, you know, those that are in Fight Club, don't talk about Fight Club. You know, the second rule of Fight Club, don't talk about Fight Club. But I send him stuff. He sends me stuff. This comes in, but then again, it starts coming in from everybody, which you know is going mega viral when you know, 10 people an hour tell you about something. Your phone's ringing. They're out just texting you. And here is the Q shaman, who I think is a well-meaning person. Because the Q folks were the ones that just went in and everything was fine, and they weren't really violent. They were sucked in by the Boogaloos and Antifa. But they were the photo op people. And so here comes the Q shaman who we had on last week. He's in jail right now. He diverges me out. Maybe we should pay his bail. He was nonviolent. Hell, when Antifa or BLM take over buildings or police stations or burn them down, it's called good. I mean, the Q shaman doesn't deserve to be in jail. I want to talk to him when Biden's in on Wednesday afternoon and see if he can get through his brainwashing of the pacification network that Q is to make you not take action. But I'm done talking about that for now. The footage you're about to see is on Infowars.com. I hope you share it there because they'll probably pull it off Twitter. But it's just now being uploaded, hours ago, on Twitter, of the Q shaman coming in with three or four other people. One guy's been shot in the face with rubber bullets for no reason. And when the cop asked him to leave, there's more video came up, they left. Did a photo op and left. This is the insurrection, the armed insurrection, as bad as Pearl Harbor, and all you got is four dead citizens and a cop that died of a heart attack 2 days later. Ashley Babbitt shot in the face, all of it. And this is why they have armed checkpoints around the Capitol and fences and hundreds of armored vehicles and F-16 wings and all of it because of what we're about to supposedly show you. So understand, over 100 Antifa with over 50 Boogaloos broke through, gave people weapons, tried to provocateur them. We have new footage that I forgot to tell you guys, Gateway Pundit has it. I remember when we showed, quote, we thought it was Antifa handing weapons out through the window. No, it was Boogaloos. And then we have the cops letting the Boogaloos go back out through the window. So we have it all, folks. We have the total anatomy of how this false flag worked. And then in come the Q people. Staying in the velvet ropes, doing what the police tell them, and they all get arrested. While the Boogaloos and the Antifa scurry off to safety. We have it all. If you're a radio listener, we're sitting out screams at band.video and infowars.com/show, and we're actually showing you every exhibit that we are laying out here. They get a few people all fired up in the mob mentality to come in that were just regular Trump supporters? Absolutely. But hundreds of thousands were outside, and the media showed you a few violent things inside and a woman being killed inside by the police, by the feds, and then said that the entire mob was attacking. And that's a scary image. Archetypally, a couple hundred thousand people coming to attack you. That is a archetypal instinctive memory of anybody that's, you know, had ancestors that went through it. And so you see it as a threat. I got there and they said they breached the Capitol and I saw hundreds of thousands. I thought, somebody's going to get killed. Stop this now. But 99% plus did not go in. Divide out of 200,000 conservatively, 200 that went in. I mean, that's maximum. So here, ladies and gentlemen, is the video of the Q shaman and a few others coming in peacefully to the Capitol, and then they talk a few minutes and they leave when one cop asked them to. One cop that did not stand down. We need a four-year thing on this. One cop did his job. Please leave. Absolutely, sir. We'll leave. Here it is.
Hey, man. Glad to see you guys. You guys are f***ing patriots. Look at this guy. He's got covered in blood. God bless you.
Yes.
You good, sir? Do you need medical attention?
I'm good. Thank you, sir.
All right.
I got shot in the face. I got shot in the face with some kind of plastic bullet.
Any chance I could get you guys to leave the Senate wing?
We will. I've been making sure they ain't disrespecting the place.
Okay, just want to let you guys know this is like the sacredest place.
I know.
Thanks for having me, Father.
Amen.
This opportunity to stand up for our God-given unalienable rights. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for.
So he says a prayer, thanks the police, and they leave. And now all these videos are coming out. This is the most bloody insurrection in world history, bigger than World War II, bigger than Lenin, bigger than Stalin, bigger than Mao, bigger than Hitler. This is the ultimate insurrection of the new Pearl Harbor. And then there's more videos posted at InfoWars.com. They leave because one cop asked them to. Meanwhile, a few people living there on a mission for Q went into deeper areas of the Senate
where the vice president was, and that's why, and Schumer, and that's why they killed him. Killed the lady. But it's wrong. It's terrible. They killed her. It's wrong. Led by the Antifa commander, who said he would lead them into this with 100 Antifa dressed as Trump supporters, but they, again, couldn't have done it without the Q people, who were just all jolly in there to say prayers and there to declare the storm was here. But the one Q lady, Ashley Babbitt, she was all hyped up. She had to get in there. She had to do the citizen's arrest. She had to, she was screaming and yelling, breaking through a barricaded up doors, and they killed her. And it's terrible she died, but that's it. The most deadly attack in world history is an unarmed woman screaming. And now the heroes killed her, and there's 30,000 troops and hundreds of armored vehicles and F-16 wings. And the whole nation's going under martial law because a woman broke glass on a window and screamed. That's the end of America, the end of the First Amendment. CNN saying take down Fox News, take down OAN, Newsmax, InfoWars, just ban everything. I'm going to ban everything. Emergency!
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Everything is coming to a head. Good and evil are battling it out across the planet. In the skies and on the ground, it's all unfolding. And we have come so far against the New World Order. The global government reset, wanting to make you poor, wanting to make you sick, wanting to make you dead, is out in the open. That's coming up next hour. It's, oh, hey, yeah, we are using this to make you poor. It's good. We are going to change your genetics. You have no right. We are going to inject you and change your very DNA. It is incredible. Mainstream news is just telling everything now, overwhelming you to get you to give up. We're not going to give up. We've been proven right. This is authoritarian. We're going to fight back. They're not going to break our will. And we're going to fight back, not with deadly poison vaccines, not with chemtrails, not with pedophilia, not with all the aggressive New World Order that the globalists attack us with, but with love and justice and freedom and boycotts and civil disobedience and promoting the truth and free speech. So if you just joined us, this video is going viral. It's up on Infowars.com. It's also on NationalFile.com. They actually had it before even Tucker Carlson sent it to me. This just broke like 3 hours ago. It's already up to almost 1 million views. I'd take it during the break. Literally one cop asked Q Shaman protesters to leave the Senate on January 6th, and he was successful 3 minutes later. Did you hear that? So they had hundreds of thousands of people there. Trump said, go to the Capitol, be peaceful. None of the media shows you that. They couldn't hear Trump's speech. There was over 1 million people. Hundreds of thousands came to the Capitol. They're there. Antifa was already there in the morning before Trump even spoke, starting a fight. Trump's a mile and a half away. They begin to attack. And then the Boogaloos, which again are, quote, right wing, but they're against the Proud Boys and they want a civil war. Posing as them, they then come and attack and hand out weapons and knock the few cops down that had been had their numbers cut that day. They'd been told to be on traffic control around the city. And so we're talking 20, 30 riot cops get overrun by the Antifa and by the Boogaloos. And then the crowd of hundreds of thousands doesn't know what's going on. But we have all the videos of patriots beating up Antifa and Boogaloos, not letting them get in. But it didn't matter. Once the doors were open, the people went in. A few hundred, they followed the velvet ropes. A few agitators knocked out windows into the Senate and House. You could get the images of the feds pointing guns at them. One woman got shot. A few others had heart attacks. But that's what happened. You go to a football game with 100,000 people, there might be two or three deaths every time from heart attacks or getting stumbled over, or the championship happens and 20 cars get burnt and 60-something businesses get broken into. I mean, you've seen it. You'll hear about 7 deaths last night when such and such won the NBA championship. Or God forbid there be a soccer championship in Europe. Hell, whole cities, hundreds dead. Is it the end of the world? They had yellow vest demonstrations for over a year. Hundreds dead. That's a non-issue. America's over. Free speech is over. They may convict Trump in the Senate with the impeachment going forward. They're talking about kicking Senator Cruz and Senator Hawley out, saying they're seditious because they challenged the elections and the Constitution, something Democrats did 4 years ago. This is insane. All based on what Chuck Schumer calls a new Pearl Harbor, as bad as Pearl Harbor. What, 4 citizens died and then one cop from a heart attack 2 days later? I mean, this is crazy. You have riots when somebody wins a game. All these deaths, that's no big deal. You had millions of migrants funded by the UN 3 years ago breaking across our border. In some cases, hundreds dying a day in the process, police and migrants. And that was, oh, not a big deal. We had members of the Democratic Party like Gerald Nadler saying Antifa doesn't exist, ladies and gentlemen. But, oh, this is the biggest thing in the world. This was white supremacist attacking, trying to burn down the U.S. Capitol. But it was a known Antifa leader who's been arrested but now released without bail, who was inside leading it, saying burn everything down, but he failed. So let's go over it. Here is the goofy guy, you know, with the bison horns on his head that was nonviolent. Maybe he gets a trespassing ticket, $500. Maybe he does a week of community service. No, he's still in jail. Last time I heard, he's charged with all sorts of evil. Here he is walking into the Senate going, yeah, all right, yeah. And then the cop says, will you please leave? And a few minutes later, he does. Here it is.
Hey, man. Glad to see you guys. You guys are f***ing patriots. Look at this guy. He's got covered in blood. God bless you.
Yes.
You good, sir? Do you need medical attention?
I'm good. Thank you, sir.
All right.
I got shot in the face with some kind of plastic bullet.
Any chance I could get you guys to leave the Senate wing?
We will. I've been making sure they ain't disrespecting the place.
Okay, just want to let you guys know this is like the sacredest place.
I know.
It's sacred. And so, because it's the will of the people, right? And a few minutes later, another dozen or so show up, but the one cop's able to get them to leave. So you just saw the most deadly attack in U.S. history. You just saw something bigger than the Trojan War, bigger than World War II, bigger than World War I, bigger than the Civil War. You just saw why America has to end. Okay, now let's get serious. D.C. coroner still doesn't know why people died on January 6th, even as Congress claims deaths caused by protest. One was the cop shooting somebody. All the rest were heart attacks and strokes. Outrage after 10 days. We still don't know very little about the deaths of four Trump supporters in the U.S. Capitol. Why is that? And it goes on from there. But let's play this next. Over 7,000 strong migrant caravan inches closer to the U.S. border as Biden vows to end Trump asylum. And this will be hundreds of thousands, if not millions, like hit Europe. It's the U.N. plan. As soon as they knew Biden would let them in, they began the march out of a U.N. camp in Honduras into Guatemala. Here it is.
Countries in Central America have ramped up their border controls as thousands of migrants from Honduras and Guatemala are heading to the U.S. for a new life. The region is reeling from a growing hunger crisis after hurricanes hit, as well as violence and lockdown measures that disrupted the job market. On Friday, the first migrant caravan of the year departed Honduras. Small skirmishes broke out between Honduran security forces and migrants at the border with Guatemala as night fell. But groups of migrants continued to trickle past the border, even as Guatemalan military detained hundreds of migrants, including many families with young children. Guatemalan officials estimate around 6,500 people to be heading north to the U.S. Doris Sanchez is one of them.
We just want a chance to work. We are defeated. We have nothing.
Okay, so what did I tell you 10, 11 months ago about 5,000 times like a crazy parrot on methamphetamines? The UN is collapsing the third world with COVID lockdowns, not letting them grow flowers that we buy in the markets out of Latin America, Africa, you name it, not letting us buy food, vegetables, grains. And they're going to come here when it collapses, and the U.N.'s going to run it, and then the U.N.'s going to organize the global crisis out of this and drive down wages here in the United States and Europe. It's all an admitted plan. I mean, Klaus Schwab, decades ago, wrote the proposals. That's why he was brought in as a scientist to head it up. He's a high-tech general running this attack. War doesn't look like it did in Vietnam or Korea or the Gulf War. This is modern war. This is globalist war against the nation state. So wear your mask and take your vaccines and roll over and die. But remember this, submission only makes it worse. This is the end of America. In the next 2 years, the country will not exist, guaranteed. I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I'm here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watch Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So now, major news organizations that are completely in the hands of the globalists, like InfoWars and others, a few pockets of resistance like Tucker Carlson, are going through the hours and hours of footage and putting it all together by timestamp that there were maybe 30 fights or so in the entrance to the Capitol, and six or seven inside. And it was Antifa that smashed the cop in the door. We know their name. They've been arrested. It was Antifa led the attack We know their name. Tom Sullivan. We know all this. It's coming out. And so it's surprising they couldn't get a crowd of hundreds of thousands like you see on that shot of your TV viewer. Incredible footage to do more damage. It shows the incredible control of this crowd. And then all the footage we've got of patriots beating up Antifa dressed up as patriots to stop them from entering the building. So when I showed up 30 minutes into this and told people, don't go in, they're like, yeah, we know, we're not going in. So everybody knows about the BLM people that have been arrested and the Antifa folks. It's more than 20. I mean, we're talking leaders of it who bragged they were going there to attack the Capitol and blame Trump. He bragged on Twitter. He bragged everywhere. It's on record. His brother has come out and exposed him as planning this. He's in the news now. His brother is really upset. His dad is a three-star general. Very interesting. So all of this is going on. And now we have the articles with the screenshots of the Boogaloos bragging that they did all this. Wow. Wow. And we have the footage of it. We'll talk about this in just a moment. But first, ladies and gentlemen, let's look at 7,000. And they're telling you 7,000 migrants from a UN center in Honduras coming across the Guatemalan border where they mass them, they prepare them, they brainwash them, they politically tell them go to the U.S., they tell them where the safe houses are. They're mainly military-aged men. They bring women up and children up the front. And they open up these giant invasion corridors just like 3 million, 4 million Muslims last few years got into Europe. Then the government says if you want your universal income, you got to house these people in your home. It's all meant to drive down wages, break down society. We have more troops than we have in the Middle East right now, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Syria, in Israel, in Egypt, in all the Middle East. There's not even 10,000 troops. There's close to 30,000 troops. As of last night, I checked the numbers. There were 28,000 U.S. troops in Washington, D.C. More than 100 armored vehicles. More than 400 armored Humvees. A wing of F-16 fighters. And the whole town's under martial law. The bridges are locked down. They're blocking the bridges starting tomorrow out of Virginia and Maryland. I mean, that's martial law for nothing. For Trump, knowing his crowds are peaceful, hey, he just had the big crowd in front of him, march down there, be peaceful. Trump Jr. said it as well. And let them know that we are the majority and we know this was election fraud. They want to change the subject from all the evidence of election fraud that's totally confirmed now onto all of this. Simply disgusting. But I was outside the building while this was happening, and I'm like, well, there's hundreds of thousands of people here. They've attacked the Capitol? I had no idea what was going on. It was no more than 150 people, most of them peaceful, and four of them got killed inside. So you think about that. There's close to 30,000 troops, hundreds of armored vehicles of different types, F-16s, everything in D.C., over Antifa that came and attacked some cops and made the riot police come out and attack the general crowd. The general crowd kind of fought back, pushed up by mob mentality, and then it was Antifa and Boogaloo that broke in, and then they said, hey, trust the plan, arrest Pelosi, and the Q folks went in nonviolently as the useful idiots. So this is the martial law of the wall that is built right now. In Washington, D.C., there's a wall there for Congress. There's a wall around their gated neighborhoods, but you don't get a wall after the U.N. 10 months ago, 11 months ago, shuts down the third world. Where the, I mean, in Latin America and Africa, they couldn't even leave their houses for 6 months. People starved to death. Then they told them, oh, don't worry, we've got U.N. centers. It's not like I'm just saying this now. I told you hundreds of times, hundreds. That this is part of the great replacement, the great migration. The UN uses people as a weapon. They turn their food off. They turn their jobs off. You just think you're staying home for a few months and, okay, it's a vacation. No, it's collapsing the border. When you become poor, the third world starves to death. When the first world collapses, the third world dies. How many times did I drill that into your head? And now in Europe, and now in the U.S., everywhere, the borders are collapsing. And giant third world populations that don't have jobs and don't have infrastructures are coming here to do what? Collapse the infrastructure. First, they get you to not go to work. Next, they get you to say you're not essential. Next, they shut down Main Street. Next, they shut down the side streets. Then they come in and tell you that you've got to open your borders up because the third world's starving to death in mass. And then they get here and they're organized into political weapons and political groups that from the beginning were trained for up to a year in a UN refugee camp in Marxist-Leninist ideology projected by Mark Zuckerberg, projected by Jeff Bezos, projected by all them on record commanding it. Well, they're offshore and tax exempt, and communist China doesn't take one migrant, and communist China has 3 million Muslims in death camps and 1 million Christians and Buddhists in death camps, and that's all okay. But we're supposed to open our borders up and take in tens upon tens of millions as the entire third world population is based on agriculture, mining, timber, and the big one, tourism. And now the tourism's gone. The tourism's gone in Africa. The tourism's gone in Latin America. The Caribbean is just shut down. You can't even get into most Caribbean islands if you want to fly down there and get some sun. Those people are just sitting there for 10, 12 months, and they're saying, sorry, it's going to go on for years, but you can get on an airplane and fly to one of a dozen spots in North America and South America, Central America, and more than that in Europe, where the UN will give you a debit card. This is all in Reuters, from George Soros with taxpayer money of $1,000 to $5,000 to get you into the U.S., and you're going to be allowed in. You're going to fly in. You're going to march in. You're going to do it all. And Joe Biden just said, last week, he said, I'm going to give amnesty to 11 million people. The day I get inaugurated, I'm signing the executive order. And then he said, and by the way, we're going to do another 20 million after that. And they opened up that UN refugee center because Trump had blocked it at the border. And they hit us and hit us hard. And a lot of them are kidnapped children that are actually there in sex trade. And a lot of them are bringing in coke and heroin and everything else. But it doesn't matter because this is a takedown, a communist takedown of America. The average dumbass is out there wearing their mask and glad they don't have to go to work thinking, well, I'll just get another government check. When they're done with you, baby, you're going to be living on the street because this is the takeover. This is modern warfare using giant third world starving hordes that have been put in the position of starvation or invasion. And the UN's going to manage with the left every damn bit of it. And they're going to swamp your red city. They're going to swamp your red town. And they're going to take your ass over because you're under military attack. And they're shutting down all our communications. And now they're coming after your banking because you're under attack. Do you think I just came up here and told you all this was coming to lie to you? You think I like the FBI with magnifying glasses down my ass? You think I want to go to prison? Here's the difference. I will not be a liar. I will tell the truth. So all you men in America that like to polish your sports car and play golf, and you think it's up to dumb men like me to be politically involved, well, I've been protecting your ass. Well, guess what, all you little smarty pants, yuppie men? You're all going to join the globalists and organize the migrants and control them against us. We know that. And so you are going to be the target of political retribution. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off. The internet, they're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band on Video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I've told you this probably 10,000 times, and I'll tell you again, you're going to be here one day when the world government makes its move. With lockdowns, martial law, forced inoculations, race war, false flags, and now you're here. At least we knew it was coming. We know who's behind it. But there's so many flavors of information out there, thousands of them. Most of them are people's own imaginations. You know, the ancient Greeks thought that they didn't have their own imagination. They thought that they were lusting after somebody. It was Athena. They wanted to go to war. It was Mars. They wanted to build a sword. It was Festus or Vulcan. But imagine people, they don't even know where their thoughts come from. They just sit there and allow themselves to be completely programmed. Well, I'm not about that. I have emotion once I intellectually, scientifically decide what's really going on, what's pro-human, what's good for people, what works, what does God want, what does our basic genetic code say we should do. And then I emotionally promote that because that's what reaches people. It's not an act. I mean, I'm an emotional person. Emotional person, I'm having sex with my wife. Emotional person, when I'm eating a plate of enchiladas or looking at a beautiful sunset or sunrise. But what I'm getting at is you have to know yourself and control your mind and be aware of who you are, or somebody else will control you. So let's get into it right now. Boogaloo boy, leader who aligns with Black Lives Matter, posted about organizing armed insurrection at U.S. Capitol at the time on Twitter, because, you know, Twitter lets you do that. This is really a leftist group of accelerationists that are trying to demonize American gun owners and create this crisis. And they say their Boogaloo Boy teams have been activated in Virginia, and we are currently at 4 fire teams inside the Capitol and 7 more outside. And we witnessed it, and that is exactly who did it. And they would tell people they were Proud Boys. But they were allowed, and footage we'll show you right now, after entering the Capitol, the police would turn their backs and allow them out because the police were told to stand down. Let's roll some of that B-roll footage for TV viewers. And then meanwhile, Uber hides ad featuring left-wing activist. Yeah, let's just fade the audio out here. Charged in Capitol riot, John Sullivan and his daddy, the three-star general. He was featured in an Uber ad. He's such a little movie star. He's been arrested in other areas of the country for staging events. Isn't daddy proud? But now they're trying to hide the ad. It's all the big corporations, all the big money. We're the resistance. They're the establishment. And so when CNN calls for censoring their competition and is joined by Facebook saying, yeah, shut down OAN, shut down Newsmax. They really mean shut you down. They already tried to shut us down. A news organization saying shut down their competition. And every time they say it, it magically happens to thousands of groups of people. And Congress and Trump and the Republicans didn't defend us, but now they want Ted Cruz expelled. They want Josh Hawley expelled. Oh, there'll be action now. Because now the establishment realizes they're set up. Senator Paul said to Mitch McConnell today, he said, if you go ahead with the trial of Trump when he clearly did nothing, you'll destroy the Republican Party. And if you go ahead against Josh Hawley, a senator, and Cruz for still holding a vote, as they said they would, that's in the Constitution, about the electors, the certification that day after the, quote, Pearl Harbor mass murder attack, the biggest in U.S. history, which it wasn't, then you will destroy the Republican Party. Hey, Senator Paul, I knew you back when you were campaigning for your daddy in 1995. You're a smart guy. But don't you figure it out yet? That's what Mitch McConnell's mission is, son. They're scared of the populism. They're scared of the nationalism. They're scared of the awakening, and they want everything shut down. So you're not in business as usual, Paul. None of you are. You're in a war, in a globalist takeover, in the end of the republic, in a great reset shutdown. The Australians have said that. They were not joining the U.S., with Joe Biden and the Great Reset to bankrupt our country for China under the coronavirus hoax. But really, you follow the hoax bigger than any other country. But see, the prime minister doesn't control the blue cities under Chinese control. And that's why Australia's fighting so hard, because they've already lost. Unless they admit there's been a Chinese takeover, they have no hope. Pompeo came out today and he said, we are not in a Cold War. China has basically taken over. The Australian Prime Minister has said the same. That's why this is happening. Julian Assange from prison said the Q movement is a pacification movement to make you think you're invincible and that Trump's invincible when Trump's in grave danger. And he was right a year ago, he was right last month, and I was right as well. I'm not mad at you that you like Q. Q took on all the things that are real that we talk about, but made it where it was secret and esoteric. None of this is about being esoteric or being secret. It's about being out in the open. So I'm going to start the next hour. Videos, arrested, suspected BLM agent provocateur at the Capitol. More videos coming out. Oh, look, even Zero Hedge, who's a great folks, gets it wrong. Like, look at the Proud Boy Boogaloos. Don't even know the group. Oh, look, they're wearing rainbow flags and Black Lives Matter Antifa shirts. And they say that, oh, the Proud Boys are going to attack, because this group is calling themselves the Proud Boys. My God, they're even wearing rainbow flags so the cops know not to stop them, and Antifa outfits. And then even our own people go, look, look, it's the Proud Boys, they're going to blow up the Capitol on the 20th. And the dudes are Antifa with rainbow flags on. Just incredible. Antifa militant leader arrested for plotting to murder Trump supporters during inauguration says he received Soros money. And now the FBI has to admit patriots weren't planning to kill and murder people inside. They were set up. So we knew a false flag was coming. I thought they detonated a truck bomb or have a mass shooting and say that patriots did it. Instead, they had Antifa and Boogaloos lead the attack, which Twitter still lets them announce they've done. And the rest is history. So, yeah, we stood up against election fraud. We walked into a trap. What are we supposed to do, just roll over? But you see, as Mark Twain said, a lie goes halfway around the world before the truth puts its pants on. But that's okay, because in the end, truth is going to come out and the globalists are going to get in major trouble. But boy, Facebook is announcing the banning of all self-defense training, all body armor, all gun accessories. You knew it was coming. The state gets all the body armor. They get all the defense training, but you don't. And CNN calls, along with Facebook, for the removal of Newsmax and OAN off of the cable dial. And you know it's going to happen. And they say, we can't let Americans organize. Before it was always for some made-up reason. Now it's just, we can't let America organize. And then Stelter has guests on going, there are lots of talk radio hosts and YouTube hosts that have bigger audiences than us. Wow. Talk about racketeering. Talk about Sherman antitrust. Talk about monopolies. Talk about oligopolies. Talk about cartels. Talk about criminal activity. I mean, this is it. This isn't like creeping towards North Korea or lurching towards communist China or remembering Stalinist Russia or Hitler's Germany. This is the big 21st century American version. And it's all weird, disreputable creatures, because that's all they can get, because there's such virtue in humanity that no good-looking, no well-spoken, no honorable man will even serve this. But it still doesn't matter, because just because honorable men don't take the field and don't join the enemy goes, great, because you didn't join the fight. And the fight is informational, it's cultural, it's spiritual, and it's about boycotting, and it's about information war, and it is about noncompliance. It is about civil disobedience, and it won't matter. They're going to hurt you so bad because they have a nature, like a child molester's got to rape a child or a murderer's got to kill. They just have this drive and this desire, and they've got to have power over you, and they got to inject you, and they got to shut your farm down, and they got to shut your business down, and they've got to see their stock go up at Amazon, and their stock, and they've just got to do it, and they just got to put you down. They can't help it. Ah! And they're going to go and go and go and go and go. They can't ever stop till you stop them. But they're such liars, Chuckie Schumer and Nadler, saying, Antifa doesn't exist. But, oh, the greatest attack since Pearl Harbor. Thousands dead, killed by Nazis. And all that was killed was a woman and people having heart attacks who came, they thought, to save America. Out of a million people that showed up, they had maybe 100 unhinged people. The police stood down, opened the door, and did it all. But see, big tech hopes you don't know the truth. They hope this doesn't get out. But see, we're here. We're still here thanks to you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.